Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 141. But my torments are coming to an end. The Lord is giving me the promised help. I can see it in two priests, namely Father Andrasch and Father Sopochko. During the retreat before my perpetual vows, I was set completely at peace for the first time by Father Andrasch, and afterwards I was led in the same direction by Father Sopochko. This was the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. When I was set at peace and taught how to follow God's paths, my spirit rejoiced in the Lord, and it seemed to me that I was running, not walking. My wings were spread for flight. I soared into the very heat of the sun, and I will not descend until I rest in Him, in whom my soul has lost itself forever. And I subjected myself totally to the action of grace. God stoops very low to my soul. I do not draw back, nor do I resist Him, but I lose myself in Him as my only treasure. I am one with the Lord. It is as if the gulf between us, Creator and creature, disappears. For a few days, my soul was in a state of continuous ecstasy. God's presence did not leave me for a single moment, and my soul remained in a continuous loving union with the Lord. But this in no way interfered with the performance of my duties. I felt I was transformed into love. I was all afire, but without being burned up. I lost myself in God unceasingly. God drew me to Himself so strongly and powerfully that sometimes I was not aware of being on earth. I had impeded and feared God's grace for so long, and now God Himself, through Father Andrasch, has removed all difficulties. My spirit has been turned towards the sun and has blossomed in His rays for Him alone. I understand no more. The sentence breaks off here and begins a completely new thought in the next line. I have wasted many of God's graces because I was always afraid of being deluded. God drew me to Himself so powerfully that often it was not in my power to resist His grace when I was suddenly immersed in Him. At these moments, Jesus filled me with such great peace that, later on, even when I tried to become uneasy, I could not do so. And then I heard these words in my soul, "In order that you may be assured that it is I who am demanding all these things of you, I will give you such profound peace that even if you wanted to feel troubled and frightened, it would not be in your power to do so today. But love will flood your soul to the point of self-oblivion." Later, Jesus gave me another priest, Father Sopochko, before whom He ordered me to reveal my soul. At first, I did so with a bit of hesitation, but a severe reprimand from Jesus brought about a deep humility within my soul. Under His direction, my soul made quick progress in the love of God, and many wishes of the Lord were carried out externally. Many a time have I been astounded at His courage and His profound humility. Saint Faustina rejoices that God has finally answered her prayers by giving her two holy priests as confessor and spiritual director, Father Andrasch, who was a Jesuit, and Blessed Michael Sopochko, who took up the work of spreading the devotion of the Divine Mercy after the death of St. Faustina, and he is now beatified, so he was indeed a holy man. Having peace in her heart about the revelations allowed her to soar, to grow in holiness with confidence. God also poured out many graces into her heart at that time to console and to encourage her, because there would be challenges that would be ahead. She says that she felt transformed by love. It's like a honeymoon period because it took place at around the time when she made her final vows, which for religious sisters are like marriage vows. they become spiritual spouses of Christ. Jesus sought to reassure her doubts. He said that he would fill her with so much peace that she couldn't doubt even if she wanted to. And if St. Faustina was a little hesitant at first to open her heart to Blessed Michael Sopochko, Jesus admonished her, and then she did. She opened her heart, because Jesus had prepared many graces for her through Blessed Michael, and through her humility and her openness, Jesus was able to do many things in her heart.